Long-suffering football fans in Buffalo are celebrating. Their Bills are in the NFL playoffs for the first time since 1999. The Bills will play the Jaguars in Jacksonville on Sunday, one of four games on Wild Card Weekend. And the Super Bowl is February 4th in Minneapolis. Mike Pesca is Here and Now's sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Hey there, Mike.
Hello.
Oh, so how big of a deal is this, the Bills making the playoffs?
Oh, it's a huge deal for the Bills. And even after they beat the Miami Dolphins last week, it seemed like they weren't going to make it. They needed some help, and the Baltimore Ravens decided to allow the Cincinnati Bengals to score a touchdown in a game where the Ravens needed to win to get to the playoffs, and the Bengals didn't. But, you know, that's football, and the Bills are in a celebratory time for the people
in
Buffalo.
And they deserve to celebrate because, I mean, should we also remember that they're the only team to lose four straight Super Bowls?
That is true. And, you know, they get a reputation because you lose four straight. The word lose is right in there as the verb, in fact, the action word. But they were such a great team back then with Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas. They haven't been good for quite a while. They have a new coach who made a mistake in benching their quarterback, Tyrod Taylor. Taylor's back, but unfortunately, their best offensive player, LeSean McCoy, the running back, might not play. That could doom them against a really good Jacksonville defense.
Okay, so let's talk about the other end of things, and that is the Browns. They didn't win a single game all season, but they're holding a parade this weekend. Fans are anyway.
I love this. They could not improve on their 1-15 record of the year before. So a fan decided to organize a parade in a giant loop around the stadium representing a zero for the number of wins. The weather calls for the temperature to also be zero. And in this age of sports and corporations, I sometimes gag at some of these names like, you know, the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl or the BB&T Stadium or whatever. But I just want to give credit to the corporate sponsors, Excedrin Headache Medicine, and Farmers Only, the dating site. This is the Farmers Only 0-16 parade. They deserve props for underwriting this important corporate, this important civic event.
And shout out to Cleveland's fans. You guys really do rock. I love that. Okay. Find a reason to celebrate even if it's 0 degrees outside. All right. So let's talk about the other games this weekend. What looks interesting to you?
Well, the Falcons, I thought, might be the best team in football coming in. I know that they, coming into the season, I know they lost a close one in the Super Bowl, an extremely close one. They haven't really had an offense that's clicked all year, and they're playing against the LA Rams in LA, first year in that stadium returning. LA does have a great offense. Another game is Kansas City, which was great early in the season, pouring a lot of points on opposition. They've cooled off. They draw the Tennessee Titans, who, you know, kind of snuck their way into the playoffs. And then New Orleans, a very good offense and a different offense from the one New Orleans usually has. They're usually under Drew Brees, pass hop happy. They've been running the ball well. They'll play Carolina. Of all those games, of all those teams, the one I would say is the best shot to maybe make a Super Bowl, I'm going to say it's the Rams. Huh. They have a really potent offense. And also the youngest coach in the NFL. If they don't win this year, I think they have a bright future ahead of them. So take heart, Rams. I mean, take heart, Browns fans. The Rams weren't much better than you guys were a couple years ago.
And you know what? There's always time for another parade. That's all
I say. Have a parade. Just have parades.
Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.